Claire, I just read in the Times Culture, it's what's hot and what's not meter today, that Louisville, Kentucky is the new hipster capital of America. So congratulations. Yeah. Yeah. Woo! Yeah. I thought that was cool. I'm going to read three poems. I'm going to read a published poem that I suppose, you know, I'm finished with, that's in Southward now, and a work in progress that I'm not finished with, that I don't know where it's going to go, and a found poem that you can guess where it came from. So that might indicate kind of a decrease in quality. I don't know, you can make up your own mind about that. This is Threshold. Before the chevroned lintel of the district court, where two parallel lanes of imagined cyclists pour towards the river, the inmost limbs of the tree press together in a still, backward-leaning, semi-helical, eyes wide open kiss of decades. What's it to be? I'm burning that fucking place to the ground, says Jesse. I say, don't worry. They'll just move it somewhere else. The building hardly matters. Making the lanes last winter, they fenced us in close. I looked up the name of the trident finials pushing wrought iron tongues out of the sky for when the parallel lines finally meet. That's that. Sorry about my phone, everyone. I thought I was only reading one poem tonight. This is called Motherhood. I work with young people, as Leanne said, and trying to write a collection about that, but I'm so fucking angry, as you know from me, about me, that I'm finding it hard. But this is a work in progress, kind of related to that. I also work with mothers and their children who are vulnerable. Motherhood. When you lean suddenly into me, usually so brusque, or else dissolving in furious tears, never quiet, I felt the silent bulk of the presence in you, squat demon who had made you this way, and who even now, 6 years later, exerts his aura of demand, so you are thin, pale, and wide-eyed, as he grows rosy, rotund, loud, the world's boy. What is it for? What is it like? What is it about? Who decides this? The fear, but more than that, the dumb, the smug triumph of that dark blot, your defeated terror. I was listening to the Pixies on the side of a road above the city, waiting for you both to go to sleep for the first time in your own house, and wishing the girl screeching into her phone on the street opposite would fuck off, when she did, all hips, and the sound from the marquee slowly made itself into gouge away. And I waited, between 9:15 and 10 p.m, hoping I wouldn't have to urinate, wondering how much a sanitary towel would take if I did, not to disturb you, who yesterday got out the scrapbooks, one for every year, of pictures captioned by teachers. I like to take turns at the sandpit. I am a lovely little boy. And this is the last one. So as I said, this is a found poem, which means I found it somewhere and didn't write it. I'm going to read it and I'm going to ask you to guess what it is, where it came from, all right? A barking sound the shepherd hears, a narrow fellow in the grass. A snake came to my water trough, a speck that would have been beneath my sight. A wandering minstrel eye, a windy night was blowing on Rome after the first powerful plain manifesto. After various guesses, at last I've guessed. Ah, you are digging on my grave. Ah, you should see Sindelin on a tractor, alone in silence at a certain time of night. Along came the FFV, the fastest on the line. An outlandish knight from the north lands came, and in the warm hedge grew lush eglantine. Art thou poor, yet hast thou golden slumbers? As I walked out one morning early, as she walked along the street, as we were gone sailing 5 cold frosty nights, at Alessandra he was, when it was 1. At 15, I went with the army. Away, haul away, oh haul and sing together. What was that? It's all the first lines of poems that begin with A in this book. Thanks.